You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charcela.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girls, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we back again with another fresh and hot episode for you. Let us talk to YouTube first, okay? YouTube, hey. YouTube, so cute. Hey, you. We know you watching. With your cute self. Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hi. Also, hit that notification bell so you can be notified every time that we drop a video. As well as tap that subscribe button so you can join our family. That's how you let us for real know that y'all rock with us, okay? Also, it is an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because y'all are family now, yeah. I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
What you gonna tell them?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, your contact list, that sneaky link list, that good head list, that big dick list, that good coochie list. You know y'all got them lists. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, then you wouldn't live it. Okay? All right? Please, also, go ahead and tap on the links that's in our description box because they actually take you over to our social media as well as a podcast platform because we actually record both. We record for the podcast audio as well as YouTube, okay? Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what is it? I know somebody be doing it, like, you know, I ain't gonna say because it be, you know what I'm saying, seem like that, like, you know, some people do it. Or is it just me because I'm nasty? Because I was doing like this, whoop, whoop, and I was saying that.
Okay. Nobody was even thinking.
It probably was me. You see what I'm saying? Carry on. But just get behind me. Say to get behind me. If y'all Martin heads, y'all know what we talking about. Listen, also, please go ahead and make sure you hit the subscribe button to wherever that you're listening to as well, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know I get the honor of introducing somebody who is a firecracker and her heart speaks for it. You feel me? Because she is red hot. And when I mean red hot, I mean, the men say they call her, you know what I'm saying, Fiery Key, because that pussy got their juice. What's up, Fiery Key? What's up, Pussy Red Juice? What's up? What it do? Red stuff? They call her Hot Red Chili Peppers, because that girl used to be out, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Hey, Redhead.
Hey, girl.
What's going on? What's popping with you? What's been up?
Nothing. Ooh. Chilling.
You been out here, you know what I'm saying, giving up some of that fried red coochie? You been selling it?
Mm-hmm.
So how much you sell it for then?
Whatever the price is, right? Everything is good on my end. I just ate a Jolly Ranch and that hoe was fire.
She didn't eat it. That much for the swallow that bitch.
I can never eat a full Jolly. Like, I've never eaten a Jolly Ranch where I've bit it. I always swallow. Unless it's the long ones.
They got a long one.
Like the little rectangular long flat ones.
No.
You ain't ever had one of them? Mm. Oh, you missing out, buddy. Mm-mm. But yeah, I like Jolly Ranchers, but it's like some say swallow it. And you know I'm a swallower, so I just had to.
Yeah, I heard her say she's a swallower.
I'm saying like if the need is for me to swallow because it'd be so good, I couldn't. Then I missed it. I just couldn't bite it.
Sometimes the need be that good.
You just got that watermelon one said swallow.
Nah, I'm saying sometimes the need be that good, you got to swallow. You gotta swallow for that?
The Jolly Rancher.
The Jolly Rancher?
Yeah.
So you swallow nut?
No.
So you ain't gonna swallow no nut?
Get out of my face!
Is that what you telling me? Cuz you ain't never swallow no nut? You ain't never swallow no nut? So you spit out?
I don't do none of that, babe. Girl, who's you talking to?
I'm talking to Dick Sucker Key. You ain't never swallow nut?
Dickita.
That's your new name, Dickita.
That's my real name, fool.
I know it is, motherfucker, but I'm going to pronounce it like that.
That's what Marquita always called me. I said, don't call me, because the boys in high school in a certain area in Dallas used to call girls Dickita. And my name is Dakita, my real name. And
when she's
that's before that even happened. When I went to high school and I heard people say that, and I was like, why are they saying that? And it's my name, but it don't offend me, though, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Life is good. The Jolly Rancher was great. have you been Hot Twat Bridget? H.T. Bizzle?
H.T. Bizzle! Over here with a fire hose because this motherfucker ain't getting no action.
What's up, slutty vegan? That's your new handle. Slutty vegan.
Slutty vegan.
Pinky Sorrow, we not trying to steal your stuff, but she's a slutty vegan. For literally and figuratively. No, she ain't. I'm just kidding. I told her I could wear Slut Me Out.
Yeah.
I want to go to sleep. You ain't never invited me to Slutty Vegan. She'll post a burger. Edit again. Stop. She has to Slutty Vegan. I have to go get my fix. Bitch, you need to call me. You want to meet me there? I had to get a stand. She don't do nothing. Oh, I have to get my fix. Again. The reason I went vegan. I'll never eat meat again. It's so good. 10 stars. 5 out of 5. Top tier.
Oh, shit.
And the bread is so moist. Come on, S. Vilsa. Slutty vegan.
Boy, she stay clowning me, boy.
She had that breakfast, bitch. I just had to get it. I said, she was like, yeah, I'm ready. Never tell nobody. She was like, it was hair like this. I said, so now she's a food connoisseur.
Oh, shit. Oh, ooh, my God.
Oh, but you want that slutty bitch. You
was like, I was an Issa so vegan.
I had to listen. I had to go get my fix. And she posted a little food. I was like, girl, whatever. You didn't even fight me.
I was working. I be, because I'm going to post when I go.
Is vegan a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to post, especially when I go to Issa Vegan, because y'all know, listen, I don't be wanting my vegan place to close. And they don't get, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of vegan spots don't get a lot of business. Slutty Vegan's gonna get a lot of business because of the marketing, because, you know what I'm saying, the viralness of it, whatever. But other vegan spots, they don't get a lot of business because everybody not vegan, right? And so, for me, I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna make sure that y'all ass go over there, because I want y'all to patronize it so they can keep their doors open. You know what I'm saying? Because even when I posted last time, some people was like, oh, shit, I'm gonna check it out. Trust. Thank you, please.
Where's
it at? It's in Grand Prairie. Yeah, so I'm like, please go. So if y'all looking at this, this is not on sponsored ad, but I'm cheering for all the vegan spots in Dallas and the surrounding areas because I need them to stay open.
No,
I need them to stay open because I need, you know what I'm saying, when I go, you know, because a lot of places I be finding when I go back the next week, they close because, you know what I'm saying, I get it. They don't get a lot of business.
But a lot of people are trying liking vegan stuff now because, you know, like you said, the promotion, TikTok and all that, when they put it out there, people run to it to see if they like it. But yeah, I'm definitely down to try it.
Yeah, because
when I'm getting the invite.
You know, I was going to say when we finish, but you know.
When we finish, she got something to do when we finish. We'll sit out there. We had planned to have a
mukbang and It's So Vegan.
Yeah, we did. You talk? Could you talk?
Because I
to
talked
them,
to the people.
So whenever you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it next weekend.
Next weekend. Yeah. Seriously, I'm gonna call them and let them know.
Sure.
Yeah.
On a Sunday. Yeah. I work Saturday.
Well, I gotta see if they open on Sundays. I gotta check. Whatever. But anyways, yeah. So, but listen, even before I went vegan, when I heard vegan, the first thing that you hear is like, no seasoning, disgusting, just fresh, right?
It's, you know
what I'm saying? But now, because, you know what I'm saying, eating really a lot of more black people, I would say, I think that we actually made vegan food better. I'm not saying, you know, I ain't talking about the other races, but I'm serious.
Well,
back in the day, you know what I'm saying, when it first started, you know,
it was just bland.
It was like so bland and stuff. But then now, because I think, you know what I'm saying, back then it was a lot of Caucasian people, let's be honest, you know what I'm saying, that was vegan. And now that more black people are being vegan, now the season and the, you know what I'm saying, the styles is way better.
But it makes sense because if you're going to feed your body, you want to, even if it is vegan, you still want it to be your liking and your taste buds. So ain't nothing wrong with seasoning something that you like. So that's good. I think it's a good thing. So and it brings more people into that lifestyle too, because again, even people who are like a pescatarian, they don't just eat fish without no seasoning. You have to season your food to make you like it. But some people don't like seasoning, which is fine. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I don't mind. I'll eat anything for the most part, not everything. But I really want to try some vegan stuff. I do, because we gotta have us a date at that place out there by my house. So whenever,
Seriously.
Well, if we can't go to It's Over, you can come out there this Sunday, and then we can go.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I need y'all to go support because I need them to keep their doors open. Like, seriously.
Yeah. If they throw some shots in there, you had a whole damn community come out.
That part.
Black folk like a party.
That part. And even if they do, like, theme nights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, and stuff. Because yeah. What's so crazy? You know what I'm saying? I tell y'all this all the time. Like, I am frugal as hell. I'm the, you know what I'm saying, daddy on, what's that, everybody hates Chris? That's me, right? You know what I'm saying? So, for me, to go vegan, yes, I used to go to this place over there in the Cliff. Y'all are probably, people from Dallas, they know what I'm talking about. They got the best Philly cheesesteaks in the Cliff, right? I could probably get a Philly cheesesteak and some fries. It was like, I remember when because I ain't been in a long time, it was like $7.95. I didn't remember the price, okay?
Yeah.
$8 for this meal.
And that's building.
Listen, now my Philly cheesesteak, the fake Philly cheesesteak, is $16. So every time I go somewhere, I always have to pay double. Well, you know what I'm saying?
That's with healthy food, too. You can go to the grocery store. You can fill your car with a whole bunch of unhealthy shit. But if you do healthy shit, you have, like, minimal. Which is, you know, that's just America.
And that's what I said, America. Because think about this. That on the regular Philly cheesesteak, they put meat and all those vegetables. And fries. $8. My vegan stuff. Only vegetables and fries. $16.
Because them vegetables are expensive.
Listen, I said the regular one is vegetables, meat, cheese, and fries. My vegan, vegetables, and fries. $16. $8. Yeah. You see, as soon as you pull some meat off of there, they overcharge. It's the same fucking thing. That's how America is, y'all. I want y'all to understand it, but that's a whole other thing. Anyways, I've been good.
You been good.
Mm-hmm. I heard, like I said, leaving it up. What's up? My slogan is, for real, you invite me, I'm pulling up. Let's go. Nigga, invite me. Invite your girl. Everybody in Dallas, invite me. Okay, now, y'all, cause y'all be weird. I don't know y'all. But I'm just saying, the people who know me, they can invite me. I'm out. What's up? You want to jump to our first topic? Yeah. So our first topic, we're going to talk about friendship breakups. So a lot of times that, you know, we always talk about, you know what I'm saying, breaking up like with dudes or something. But, you know, a lot of people don't speak about the friendship breakups and the, you know what I'm saying, the mourning of a friend. And that is, you know, something that you should really take into consideration of, you know what I'm saying, the effects that it have on, you know what I'm saying, your trust level when it comes to other friends. And just how, you know what I'm saying, now have to maneuver, you know what I'm saying, through life with somebody that, you know, that you held close. So, just like if you was, you know what I'm saying, if this was somebody who was very close, a close friend, more than likely, you probably told them a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
And you probably was very vulnerable with them because, again, if you consider them a close friend, more than likely, they really became family. You know what I'm saying? Like, my close friends, like, you know, she's just not this is like my sister. Like, this is my family on the side of me. So, of course, I've opened up to her and being vulnerable with her, you know what I'm saying, about a lot of different things. So, you know, when you now, you know what I'm saying, their friendship is no more, you know, it's not just like a, you know what I'm saying, a breakup with a dude because, you know, he can just go find another woman. But now, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of those secrets that she held, you know what I'm saying, like, now is it still the same loyalty that this friend is going to carry? You know what I'm saying? Now is this friend going to out and tell all of your business? You know what I'm saying? How now are you going to, is now does this person become an enemy? Or is this person just somebody that you don't talk to anymore? You know what I'm saying? So when you hear of friendship breakups, what typically comes to your mind? Like, what's your thoughts on it?
Friendships are just as important as relationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, men and women, or women and women, men and men, whatever.
Yeah.
Intimate relationships, mm-hmm. because it's like, it's a different type of intimacy, though. It ain't like a sexual intimacy, but it's like a really, like, a vulnerable, intimate, like, guards down, naked type situation, like, where you just free game. It ain't no, you ain't worried about nothing. And you, what was the question?
Mm-hmm. Like, when you hear friendship breakups, what kind of mind?
Mm-hmm. Shit, I've had a couple of, I've never experienced, when growing up, you know how you grow apart from people, it was never a situation where you're like, oh, I ain't her friend no more. It's like, it just kind of,
mm-hmm.
you grow apart, like, this person go this way, you go this way, it's unspoken. But, like, I've recently had friendships where I fell out with, and it's weird, because it's like, that shit hurt, because that was my dog, I trusted that person, and now I'm looking at you like, damn, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't believe what was over my eyes where I couldn't see what I see now that we ain't cool like that no more. And I just, as far as me and my friendship breakup, I ain't gonna lie and say if I see their name or something come across my feed or something like that, I don't be like, damn, that's fucked up. I can't believe I ain't fuck with him or her no more. We ain't cool like that no more. You know what I'm saying? It made me sad a little bit, but at the end of the day, shit, sometimes them friendships just gotta break up and you just have to mourn it. Like, I'm in my grieving process of it. I'm mourning it. Who knows when I'll get over it and just be like, whatever. But friendship breakups have to be, to me, mourned. Like me and Charles are big on healing. Back then, you know, people didn't know about healing, getting over it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go through the thick of it. Like, if I feel, I'm not ashamed to say, damn, I feel sad. That was my friend. I can't believe we ain't friends no more. Or, you know what I'm saying, you think of something, a song might come on, or a memory might pop up. You're like, damn, we had a good time that time. But it's like, I can't believe me and my dog fell out like that. The secret, like you said, the loyalty with me stays the same. What you told me when we was in the thick of it and being friends, it's still there. It's lock and key. I'm not finna go and be like, oh, well, I don't fuck with that bitch no more. This. I don't fuck with that bitch no more. But I'm not finna tell her secrets, because at the time, she trusted me. We were friends at one point in time. It's not my place to go and be ugly because we're not friends no more. Shit, it's just, we ain't friends no more. But as far as me and my friendship breakup, shit, I'm just going through the mourning of it. I do sometimes be like, damn, I can't believe it went down like that. And I be like, oh. And then sometimes, like, I don't give a fuck. But, you know, yeah, you know, the wave mm-hmm. of emotion. Like, fuck her. I don't care. Shit. And then you see her name, you be like, bitch, I'm a friend. I'm not going to unfriend her. Like, for what? You know what I'm saying? But it's hard. It really is, like, hard. Especially when you don't realize, like, you like, how do we get here? And it's stupid that we are even here. We didn't have to get here. Why? And especially those friendships where a motherfucker just stopped being your friend. You don't even know why. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just in a space in my life where I'm not extending olive branches. Silence is golden. Silence says a lot. If I know I've done nothing wrong to you intentionally, and you know what I'm saying, I knew that I, you know what I'm saying, fuck with a person, love the person to death, and you just stop talking to me and all that, I'm not going to reach out and say, why are you not talking to me? I'm in a space in my life where it's like, if you don't want me in your life, I don't want to be in your life. I'm not going to be. I know I'm a great friend. I know I'm a great person. I know I'm down to the wheels fall off with friendships, whatever. I'm not going to beg nobody. I don't want to be in nobody's space that don't want me in their space. And clearly, if you separate yourself from me, you don't want me around. I ain't in the business of sweating motherfuckers. Not when I got motherfuckers like this that want me in their life. Or motherfuckers like this that need me in their life. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with it. What about you and friendship breakups?
So I'm with you. Like, if we was friends and you know what I'm saying, you was vulnerable and sharing something with me, even if we're not friends, you still don't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, me telling your business. Because to be honest, when the friendship is over, your secrets, I just throw them away. Like, to be honest, and my memories, she know this. Y'all know this. My memories are damn bad. I probably forgot what you told me 2 years ago.
Unless if something happened, you're like, oh.
No, you know what I'm saying, remember mm-hmm. that. But a lot of times, like, I really forget anyway, but even if I do remember, it's still, because I know so much shit, but I'm like, what is the point of me, you know what I'm saying, just sharing this just because we not friends? You know, it'll be some shit that pop up, you be like, bitch, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, but like some deep, dark shit, more than likely, I still don't even tell her. She just still don't even tell, and it's good. I don't, listen, to be honest, because of that, you know what I'm saying, watch how somebody, you know what I'm saying, act when they are not friends no more. You know what I'm saying? We'll tell them how, you know what I'm saying, how their character is. Because just like if you're not my friend and now you all, you know what I'm saying, telling my business to the world, like, that shows a lot about your character. My character is not messy. My character is not drama. That's just not who I am. I run away from, you know what I'm saying, the drama. So I'm not even finna create it. Like, we're not friends no more. Even if you are now looking at me as your enemy, you're not my enemy. Because I really don't give a fuck what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was around you and I loved you, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I cared then. But then now that we're not friends, it's not my, you know what I'm saying?
My concern
anymore, because you don't fuck with me. So, but because of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not concerned about that. And I'm not even about to spread any of your shit, because to be honest, I don't even want to be talking about your ass.
Because
you don't fuck with me like that, and I don't fuck with you. So I, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing that, you know, I'm just going to bring you up in conversation and we just going to have a long, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Let me say this. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Okay? I'm saying that with my whole chest and everything out. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? But your secrets is your secrets. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, that my character is, I'm still going to, you know what I'm saying, hold that trust and that, you know what I'm saying, even though the trust is broken with the friendship is broken, but your shit is still lock and key. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, Kiki, listen, you remember that bitch?
Because we don't, you know, let's be like, clear. We don't sit up and talk about people like, well, not people being like that. We don't give a fuck enough to do. We don't really give a fuck about that.
I be telling so much about my shit.
Yeah, like, and I'm saying, like, we don't really give
I don't give a fuck about your shit. Like,
and I just want to piggyback and go back to what you said about, you see a lot about a person's character when you start being friends. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because, and then you also see people's character when you are their friends, when they fall out with other people. Mm-hmm. You have to sit back and be quiet and listen and see how they act when they fall out with other people, because it lets you know, like, it's just a matter of time for when y'all fall out, if they're going to do that. So you got to pay attention, like, to stuff like that, because no matter how mad I get, and I can get super mad, and when I get super mad, I see red and ain't no coming down from it. I still don't do that. I still ain't finna be like, well, I ain't tell nobody when you da-da-da-da. I ain't tell nobody then. I ain't finna tell nobody now. Because it ain't they motherfucking. If you wanted them to know, you would tell them. Yeah. But at the same time, like, if y'all out there being whack-ass friends, slap yourself. Because ain't no reason why a friend, to me, it lets you know that people weren't your friends to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be a person, friend person so long and think they really fuck with you, but they don't even have, they can't communicate with you. If you can't communicate with nobody, you should be able to communicate with your friend.
Because you got to be open to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how a lot of people be holding so much shit in, even when they have friends. Like, you know, if you can't be, let's be honest, if you cannot be vulnerable with the person that you call close, like, it's no reason that I should be like, yeah, this is my close friend right here, and I can't even tell her, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, whatever, I shit on myself, or, you know what I'm saying, or goddamn bitch, you know what I'm saying, he gave me a city, or any fucking thing, you know what I'm saying, like, it's no reason. You know what I'm saying? Some shit, of course, you want to keep to yourself. Should you have secrets? Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. Do she tell me everything? No. Do I tell everything? No. Duh, we shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? But most of the shit, you know what I'm saying?
She for the most part, she know it.
Both of us are fucking open books. So, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Other than that, like, you know, a lot of times that people be holding so much shit in, and so they want you to express so much, you know what I'm saying? And so when you start, you know what I'm saying, acting like them, then they feel that, you know what I'm saying, you change. But I'm just mirroring what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So for me, for my friends, you know what I'm saying, the reason I am open, because you can be open with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's my safe place. So when I'm talking to her, you know what I'm saying, I don't have to make sure, you know what I'm saying, my bonnet is off and I got makeup on, or make sure I say the right shit. Nah, bitch, I'm finna be looking raggedy, crusty, and you finna hear all this shit.
Who takes pictures of their friends looking like that? Who takes pictures of their friends looking like that? Because we quick to look at a picture like, bitch, expect it. Do you like this picture or not? Do you want me to post? Or I shoot a text, I'll take that picture there. You can see my side tooth missing. Yeah. And it ain't a problem. She'll be like, okay, cool. And she, I'll be like, do you like this? I'm like, I know you may not like your, do you like your, how your stomach look on her? Do you like how your, you look how your hair is on her? We do that type of shit because it's like, she is a reflection of me. I'm not finna post no shit to where motherfucking zoom in. If you know, people zoom in and say stuff, but why would you want to take a picture of your friend going through it?
Or, you know what I'm saying, we on FaceTime and you screenshotting one. If I'm on FaceTime, if I FaceTime with you, that mean I trust you. Because, bitch, listen, 99.9 of the times, I'm in my bunny looking a whole, like a whole granny. You know what I'm saying? So.
And even when I'm talking to her and I'm hitting my phone, because I be on the phone texting, and it'll screenshot, and I tell her, if you see that screenshot, I'm not screenshotting you. I ask them to hit the button, but I make sure I go to the pictures and I delete it, because I'm like, I'm not finna post no shit. With her looking, I want her to always to be on point at any given time, any given place. Ain't nobody gonna ever be like, girl, she posted her home, girl, looking like this. Why you want to?
Because you know, like, people birthdays, I hate when they post a friend a random ugly video. A picture of their friend. They be like, yeah, okay, everybody had a different ways of, you know what I'm saying, viewing stuff. I'm gonna just say this, then we can cut. But listen, seriously, you know, this how I look at it. You know how, like, back in the day when you go up your granny house, and they had went, you know what I'm saying, they, like, got pictures developed and they put them in a picture frame. Because when everybody come in, they want everybody to see them. You know what I'm saying? In those picture frames, you ain't going to see no ugly, you know what I'm saying, just random pictures. How I look at it, that's how social media is to me. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, These are the picture frames that, you know what I'm saying, that you're posting for the world to see. That's on display.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, because this dude, he was like, dang, he said, you always on point. I'm like, well, I am putting it out there for the world to see. Why would I just be posting, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd be like, look at me, and I'm not, you know what I'm saying, looking how I want to look. You know what I'm saying? So, that is, like, that's my picture frame. You know what I'm saying? And, like, why would I be in my bun? Because I hate when people post in a bun. I'm like, I be cringe, like, take that down, you know what I'm saying? And it's not, it's like, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't have that picture at your granny house in the frame because she put that so everybody can see when they come. That's how, now that's our new, you know what I'm saying?
Our new granny album.
Our new, you know what I'm saying? That's our new photo album is, you know what I'm saying, on your social media. That's just me. So, for that, I wouldn't be like, I'm finna post this rear picture of you on your birth, or just anytime. Yeah, this, I'm not, no, no. But YouTube. If y'all would like to hear more about this, because y'all only get half of the episode. Yeah, I said half. Please go ahead and go over to a podcast platform so you can listen at the rest of this. Because y'all be missing our randos, our song of the week, our quotes of the week. We have letters. People write us. They write us in and we read it on the actual podcast. If y'all would like to write us, email us at Silly Girls Podcast so we can read y'all letter on the actual podcast. Y'all be missing all of that. We don't want you to miss all of it. So go ahead and head over to iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, whichever one, and listen at the rest of this. But YouTube, guess what? We have... Now, everybody else who is still listening, yeah, I always, you know what I'm saying, view... That's how, you know what I'm saying, I always view when, you know what I'm saying, I post, like... You're putting something out there, you know what I'm saying, for the world to see. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, thinks something different. But I'm talking about for me, I'm like, you know what I'm saying, everybody's looking. So, you know what I'm saying, why wouldn't you look how, you know what I'm saying, pretty, how you want to be looking instead of, you know what I'm saying, because they're going to pick you apart no matter what. So, you know what I'm saying, at least present it, you know what I'm saying, the way that you think that you are cute. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, that's why I'm like, I'm not going to post me in no bunny. I'm not going to post me, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever, you know what I'm saying, because... Bitch, as soon as you scroll, if my enemy is scrolling, bitch, find one.
I think everybody feel like that. Because even...
not everybody.
I'm saying like when B. Simone said that Jackie O was like, take that picture down.
Mm. Oh, see, yeah. See, Jackie O is me. That's what I'm saying. I'm the one, bitch. Like, I got to make sure everything's straight.
She said she took it down or whatever, but... I don't even post a picture unless I get the approval. And I hate when people post a picture of me and I'm like, I don't like that. Like, anybody that take pictures of me from the side or something like that, like, I don't like that. But my friends, everybody know that when they taking my pictures, how many I gotta take?
A million. Listen, for me, bitch, again, for me to post one picture, bitch, trust and believe it was 10 pictures.
It's because I want it to be up to my liking, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, friends, you just got to be mindful and watch your friends on the shit that they do. And it sucks that they have to be that way, but friends understand their friends. They know that the things that they like, the things that's going to upset them, the things that bother them. So it's like you try to stay away from that type of thing because you want to make sure your friend is comfortable. You don't want to make them uncomfortable. They be like, nah, bitch, I ain't taking no picture with you because the last time you posted that picture, I told you to take it down. You didn't take it down because you was cute on it.
No. I listen, and she know me. I used hate taking pictures with certain people because they hated every one of them. My thing is, bitch, don't take a picture with me.
That part.
Because, bitch, I'm a picture-taking bitch.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to post it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want to be posted.
You know, so if you don't want to be posted, please do not say, hey, because it was one friend to be like, you don't never take pictures of me. And I'm like, bitch, you wonder why? Because you don't like none of them. So, why would I even ask you to take a picture? Yeah. Like, you, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it's the fact of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we go just avoid this right now. I'm sorry, I'm not going to ask, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get a text and, you know what I'm saying, to be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So, it was every time. So, it's like, bitch, let me just take my own selfie. Let me just take my own selfie. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my page anyway. So, let me just post me, you know what I'm saying? Because, baby, I can't take a picture with you, boo. You don't, I'm sorry that you don't like yourself. Bitch, because I love myself for real. You know what I'm saying?
It probably wasn't even a bad picture.
It wasn't.
Because you wouldn't have posted it if it
was. Wasn't. But I'm saying that's why I said it'd be a you issue. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, damn, like, just because you didn't, like, you know, I'm sorry.
Even if I don't like myself for the picture, it ain't the ugliest picture of myself. Because I don't take ugly pictures. Like, but I'm just saying, like, and you cute on, I'm like, she'd post it. But if I be like, bitch, my stomach showing cropped it. My side too. We got to do another one because let me stand on the opposite side. You know what I'm saying? It's just that... I don't know. People are so weird. You can know a person your whole life and then some shit be like, damn. I would have never thought you would do that shit, mm-hmm. but since you did it, cool.
The reason for that is because, you know, I may say you know the person their whole life. A lot of times that person wasn't even being real with you their whole life.
Yeah.
You saw a representative of them, or you saw a side that they were trying to hide from the world. You get what I'm saying? Because it's been people that I've been knowing for a long time, and I'm like, damn, I would never think that this friend would do this. But because they was only presenting, you know what I'm saying, something to me, and they didn't let me see the real them fully through, that's why, you know what I'm saying, now it's like, I get it. I didn't really know you for real anyway.
Yeah.
So I knew part of you.
Yeah,
you
get what I'm saying? Yeah, must have been not been real anyway.
You knew all of me, because my friends, y'all would know all of me. Yep. You'll know all sides, you know what I'm saying? Yep. But some people, they only show you, you know what I'm saying, the front side. Bitch, I can't go in your kitchen. I can't go in the bathroom. I can't see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times they only showing you just the living room. You like, damn, bitch, I can't go in no other fucking room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they don't show you that anyway. But yeah, the friendship breakups are, you know what I'm saying, is you do have to, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to go through like a mourning phase, or you have to get another friend, or you know, shit like that from like relationship. But it is a time where, you know, because you're in a space of like, if I'm used to talk to you every day on the phone, if I'm used to hang with you at, you know what I'm saying, every other weekend or something, now I'm having to adjust my life. You know what I'm saying? My routine is like, damn, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Anything happen, you know, I would always call this person, and then now I can't call that person no more. I can't, you know what I'm saying? So again, you are mourning them out of your life. It's not that you're crying about it, or not that you, you know what I'm saying, like just, oh my gosh, I'm just sad. Like, no, but it is a time you have to adjust.
Yeah.
You have to adjust where it's like, damn, who the fuck am I? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is a time you have to, you know what I'm saying, like, I would say, you know, find your new norm with this, without this person being in your life. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And it is some fucked up shit. Because, again, like we said, that person knows a lot of deep, dark secrets about you. And for me, I will say, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I have had, Kiki knows, you know what I'm saying, some close people in my life, you know what I'm saying, that's not in my life anymore. And it's not just been one. It's been a couple. You know what I'm saying? And so, because of that, you would, you know what I'm saying, look at me and be like, damn, how would you trust anybody else? You know what I'm saying? Would you let anybody else get close to you? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because of that. And my answer, because I know some, that would make certain people hard.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And be like, I ain't trusting no fucking body else. I ain't let nobody else get close to me. Because, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm still open is because I cannot change how that person was. Those were those people. Those were their characteristics. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not finna say, you know, now Kiki, I ain't finna tell you, you know what I'm saying, all machine knife. That's just how this person was to me. You know what I'm saying? And she was this way, or he was this way. You know what I'm saying? But that's not gonna affect, you know what I'm saying, me. That's why when I said about, I'm not gonna allow anybody to change my characteristics. My characteristics is not that. So I can't, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't change any of those ex-friends, you know what I'm saying, and they're not going to change me getting close to nobody else because of what they did. You get what I'm saying? Because some people, they will allow that to, you know what I'm saying, now make that their new norm. Nah, I'm just keeping everybody, you know what I'm saying, far away from me. Nah, motherfucker, we just ain't friends no more, you know what I'm saying, and let me just go on and ride with who I'm riding with. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes it will, you know what I'm saying, harden you. Right now, you know what I'm saying, you don't allow anybody close.
Yeah, I get that's true. It will, and yeah, you have. You would think that you would, but you just ain't that type of person. You let everybody. That's just like in relate again. A friendship and a relationship kind of go hand in hand without the sexual intimacy part of it, because you would think that because we got our heart broke by the ones we were in love with, that we wouldn't be open to love again. Mm-hmm. No, we're open to it. It's just that everybody gets their own clean slate. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, gets to paint their own picture. How you paint that picture, how you want me to see you, is up to you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not finna be ugly, because I didn't feel out with like a couple but they fell out with me, brother. You know?
Yeah, and let me say this: the people that I fell out, it was them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I'm saying that it was them that, you know.
Yeah, and it whatever reason with one of mine, I don't know what the fuck it was. You know what I'm saying? But two of them, you know what I'm saying. The other two, like, okay, whatever. But like I said, I'm a great friend. If I ain't good at shit else, I'm good at being a friend. So I have no. I have no issues. Like, damn, would I? You know, I'm not. You know, I just say, like, if it had been me that wronged somebody, then I would be feeling guilty. Mm-hmm. But I don't have my conscience is clear, because I know I was a good friend, and like I said, I'm not begging nobody to be in my life. You know what I'm saying? But I am very cautious of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though the friendships fell off, if I decided to ever be friends with whoever again, probably not. But if I did, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be the same because, like, you showed me your hand. You wasn't a real because it ain't nothing but communication. I'm going to communicate with you. You shouldn't, if you feel like you can't come and talk to me, dog, it's a problem for me.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you.
But at the end of the day, friendship breakups are just like a relationship breakup. Mm-hmm. You need to go through the thick of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to adjust. And it happens, but life goes on. Mm-hmm. In pop voice. You got anything to say about that?
Nope.
Okay, so we're going to jump aside letter
portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. Or just DM us on Instagram.
The letter says, it was an Instagram DM. When do men claim their best friend?
That's so odd. Because think about it. Women stay, you know what I'm saying, claiming their best friend. But it's weird. Because, you know what I'm saying, just say like, men rarely, you know what I'm saying, like, be like,
this
my bestie. This my bestie. This my best friend. You know what I'm saying? And then you know what I'm saying? Just think about
it. Is it considered sassy when they say that? You know, the new word is sassy. He big sassy, little sassy. So is it considered?
It's not considered sassy at all to me. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I feel that men should have best friends. But even when I talk to certain dudes, like, they don't never say they best have a friend. Best friend. You know what I'm saying?
They just say my partner.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm like, was, you know, like, when they was kids, where they be like, ah, oh, shit, now, we, you know, you my best. Like, my thing is, like, just think about this. Like, if two boys, you know what I'm saying, grew up together, and then, like, which one of them be like, you my best friend? You know what I'm saying? Just think, like.
Oh, they may not even say this. It's understood. And when they get around their parents, and they be like, oh, this is John, and this is John's friend, Terry, his best friend, and that's how it stick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but girls, we gonna be like, we best friends.
Mm-hmm. We're besties. Best friends. Yeah, but.
I'm going my best friend house.
Yes, that's a good question. What
do
you
say? I've heard in conversation with a friend, I was like, well, who is your best friend? Mm-hmm. And he'll name the person who is best friend. But he don't be like, oh, I'm finna go with my best friend. Hell, like we do. Like, oh, I'm finna go talk to, I'm talking to my bestie. I think men don't do that. Or they be like,
I don't even think they,
say best friend. I think they say my bro. I don't really know. We don't have to ask that.
You know what I'm saying? That's something. I'm glad she DM'd
us. I'm going to say, do men have best friends? I don't know. Cause
I know they have best friends, but it's like, which one said, and like how long, you know what I'm saying, do they have to be friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, we like, yeah, that's my best.
I think it's just certain men who are just not, who are comfortable with expressing themselves, mm-hmm, that don't mind saying, oh, that's my best friend. We've been best friends since we was in kindergarten.
I love to hear from a man.
Yeah, we've been best friends since we was in kindergarten, da 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 da. But I don't know, because they too busy talking about other shit. That's why.
Yeah, because I'm saying, like, because even if, you know what I'm saying, my thing is like, I would love for my man to have a best friend, because I need you to have a, you know what I'm saying, a guy that you're close to that open up. You know what I'm saying? Because I know even with being your woman, it's certain things that you know what I'm saying, as a woman, you're not going to tell me. And because I am your woman, it's certain things you just want to talk to a friend. So
yeah,
I want you to have some other getaway, you know what I'm saying, outside of me that is a male, you know what I'm saying, that's going to give you some sound good advice.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want you to actually, you know what I'm saying, love another man, not in that, you know what I'm saying, way.
But like,
you know
a what I'm brother, yeah.
Yeah, like a real brother.
Oh,
like,
yeah, but men say my brother, my best friend. So yeah, you can't have to say best friend unless it's brother. Or his cousin is best friend, so you got to say. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to ask my brother now. Yeah. I ain't never heard my brother say he got a best
you
friend.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then my brother have best friend, and they only consider their best friend because they grew up together. Most of the time, when you hear men say it's only because they grew up with them.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I promise you, if a man, most of the time, not just, you know what I'm saying, with me thinking off the top of my head, when they be like my best friend, it's only because they grew up together, not because they didn't really, you know what I'm saying, been through a lot of shit, not because they called each other. Men, they, you know what I'm saying, they barely called each other and all this other shit, but it's only because they grew up together.
Yeah, true. That's true. That's weird.
Weird.
Good question, homie.
Uh-huh. So, our next topic is, when is it okay to lie?
It's never okay to lie.
Friendship, relationship, a job. When is it okay to lie, Kiki?
It's really not okay to lie, because a small lie turns into a large lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not a good liar.
Mm-hmm.
Because you tell a lie, you got to keep up with that lie. And you're like, I lied. The only time it's good to lie when it's on some petty shit. Mm-hmm. Or you like, I'm up the street. But you know, But you know
I'm 5 minutes away.
But you know you ain't left your house. Mm. Or you be like, girl,
let me call you back because somebody on the phone.
Shut up, fool. It's me.
Yeah, you know this shit.
I never call back. Yeah. I call back, but like, she, like a day later.
She don't never call back. Yeah. Never call.
If it's, you know, if it's getting
around. It'll be a couple days.
You're a damn lie.
It'll be a couple motherfucking days. You told me you gonna call me back. That was fucking Friday or Thursday. That was Friday.
It was.
Today is Sunday, bitch. But yeah. Today's Sunday. It was Friday. You see what I'm saying? This is my like, silly squad. She said me shit after. She be like, I'm gonna call you back. It was Friday when she said
well,
that.
She know today what happens on Fridays.
Today is fucking Sunday.
Okay. Yes.
Today is Sunday.
It was Friday. I forgot to call her back because I did take a nap. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go take some stuff somewhere and I simply forgot. And then Saturday, I worked all day Saturday. Did we take Saturday?
Yeah,
we text. See, I just didn't call her back. Mm-hmm. Cause Charles, you know what's crazy? Charles want me to sit up on the FaceTime with her, and I will. And then she be like, "Okay, I'm gonna call you back." And I'm like, "Nah." And then she be trying to get out the phone with me when I want to stay on the phone.
Listen,
now
Kiki and my mom.
Oh,
when
she watch her show, she be sitting on that couch, and I'm like, "Oh, this bitch ain't for the top of me." Cause it be dark, and she'll pause it. But I be like, her eyes be darting over to the TV. I be like. Well, I'm gone and let you watch her song. Cause then Natasha like, nah, you thought she like, okay, clear.
Oh, shit.
I be like, I gotta put some toilet paper on the roll.
But listen, hold on. Let me say this. I'm the friend. I'm gonna pick up. This motherfucker gonna pick up.
But the thing about it is,
when I call Kiki, she ready to pick up. When she called me. I pause and stop doing what I'm doing to pick up.
In my defense, something going on my phone. I don't get all the calls.
And she, then you, boy, she act like a nigga.
She'll text and say, I called you. Then I call. I'll be like, well, I didn't get the missed call. Or if I see the missed call, once I get done doing what I'm doing, I'll call her.
But y'all see this excuse you like a nigga?
But for real, when it's really... Like, okay, so that's what I was saying. It's okay to still smile loud. Like,
okay, so let me rephrase it. Okay. When is okay to lie in your relationship? Intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When is it okay, do you think?
Like, if I ate his food or something?
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I really don't think it's okay to lie, but if you go, because it's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? You may, maybe, to me, small bullshit, if I be like, in my relationship, he be like, go, I wanted this, can you make sure you give me a donut from Starbucks? And I'm like, okay. And then he be like, did you go get the donut? I'm like, oh, that was all out. Lying because I forgot to go do it. Those type of small lies, not the lies where I be like on some whole shit, or he be like $100 missing from the account. I need to figure out where it's coming from, and I know damn well I took the $100, but I'm lying like I ain't did it. That's a problem. When it's big shit, like it's financial shit, or it's the shit where a motherfucker you can fuck up your trust with somebody.
Yeah.
That's when it's not okay to lie. When it's some serious, when it's some goofy shit, they're like. Oh, okay. Well, I see we on episode 9 now, but the other day we was on 7. And you know, I honestly don't know how that happened. Maybe it was rolling and I had fell asleep. But you know, damn well, you just couldn't wait on it to watch it. Those type of healthy little lies. Not the lies where you be like, he say, oh, I was with Charles. But Charles just came by looking for him.
Yeah. You know,
that type of shit, it's not okay to lie. I feel like I just pray that when the Lord blesses me with whoever I'm supposed to be with, it'd be like our friendship. Like, I'd be like, dog, your breath stank a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Not lying, like, to top of swimming, your eyes jumping because it's not okay to let your man breath stink.
Yeah.
That's a lie that'll fuck up trust. Because why the fuck you letting your breath... I know it's goofy and it's stupid, but that type of shit, like... Stuff that you should be able to say, it's not, to me, it's just not okay to lie, period. But you're human and you lie. But I want to lie about stupid shit like watching a Netflix series or forgetting to go get a donut that he wanted and lie and say they didn't have it or forgetting to thaw out the meat or some shit like that. And I know shit where it's like some money missing or I've been missing for 3 hours and I say I'm with Charleston. I know damn well I ain't with Charleston. But lie about like birthday surprises where you moving around and it seemed like you doing some shit but it's only for a surprise element. That's for me. I've just never been a good liar. If I lie, I'll come right back and be like, dog, I lied. I ain't do that. I'll be like, dog, I wasn't sleep. Dog. I'm like, yeah, I was sleep. Fool, I lied. That type of thing. I can say that's one thing about me. I am not a fucking liar. My face will tell it. And my face will turn red. And my eyes will start blinking. Like, I don't have a poker face to lie. That's why I be like, shit, I don't have no I can't lie. Don't ask no shit. Don't put me on the stand.
I be hating when people asking something because you know
your face. I know your eyes.
I be like, because sometimes I don't be wanting to say it because I know sometimes it'll probably hurt they feelings. But it's like if you ask me, I gotta tell the truth, and it's like, please don't ask me. You know what I'm saying?
I look at your face and be like, dog, and you be like, I already know what you finna say. Yeah, we just not, and that comes from being a great person.
Yeah.
And I'm not even trying to be funny. Yeah. And I'm not saying if you lying and you're a liar, but to me, if you lie about some shit, you'll lie about it and you'll do anything. And a lie is a surefire way for me not to trust your bitch ass no more. And once I stop trusting you, it's like I don't want to be around you because now I'm having to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't feel that, and that's lying. That goes into why so many women have to heal, and men too, but I'm speaking from a woman's experience. We have to heal from being lied to from a man. That's why it be so hard for other men to kind of come in the door because we done been lied to, and it's like, red flag. Like, don't lie to me. I can respect you more if you're honest and be like, you know what? We ain't been getting along.
Because it hurt my feelings.
It hurt my feelings. You know, please. This relationship, and we ain't been getting along. And I'm just in a space where I feel like it just ain't working. And before I start talking to this girl at the job that I'm kind of feeling, we need to break up. I would probably be sad as fuck, even though we ain't. Because who wants to hear they may break up? You be having problems, but you still love them. And ending shit is final. You know what I'm saying? When you end shit, it's like, damn. I don't want to be with you, but I ain't want it to end. Ain't that stupid? Like, I don't want it to end because it's like, oh my God, I got to start over. My new comfort and my normal, this shit I'm going through, I'm used to this, but now it's going to be gone. How do I adjust to that? You know what I'm saying? So, like, be honest with me. I'd rather you hurt my feelings with honesty than hurt my feelings with a lie.
Yes, ma'am.
Hurt my feelings with honesty. Don't hurt my feelings with a lie. Don't lie to me. Because I'm like, bitch, I can't fuck with you. You lie too much. Like, you're a liar.
Yeah. So I agree so much. I think a little lie is always healthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm saying that I'm talking about for just like a relationship. Like, for me, like, you know, baby, if I really think that, you know what I'm saying, if I put on a dress and be like, oh baby, I'm cute, and if, you know what I'm saying, you can hype me up, be like, you know what I'm saying, even if he probably won't feel the dress, that type of lie ain't no tripping. I'm being honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, you saw my confidence levels up when I put on it. Like, go ahead, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit, you know what I'm saying, cool. You know, don't lie to me about, you know what I'm saying, you fucking a bitch.
Yeah.
That's the shit. That's why I said the smile a lot, you know what I'm saying, some little funny shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, baby, you know what I'm saying, like you said about the food or some shit, like, that type of shit, please, you know what I'm saying, just like we both trying to eat healthy. You be like, nah, baby, he ate a hot dog and hamburger. That type of shit, lie to me all fucking day about that shit, you know what I'm saying, but as far as, like, you know, like, I always say that when it's not okay to lie is when it's going to be emotionally damaged for
that
me.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so when it's something that, you know, that is going to for real hurt me, if I find out, like, if I find out that you ate the burger, it's not going to hurt me emotionally.
I'm going to laugh.
If I find out that you watched a Netflix show, it's not going to hurt me emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm be like, damn, baby, like, you know, I want the, or dang, you cheating on the diet. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. The shit, that's when it's okay to lie, when it's some the shit like that, just to, you know what I'm saying, keep the day going and the pay, you know what I'm saying, like, cool. But when it's some shit that's going to hurt my feelings if I find out,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like, about it, that's when it's not okay to lie. That's how I always feel, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's okay to lie. When if I find out, I'm still not gonna really affect me, you know what I'm saying, like, be like, okay. But if I find out and it hurts, that's when I say that it's not okay,
it's
to not. Lie.
And
you
know what I'm saying? Yeah, when it's detrimental. When it, mm-hmm.
Because to be honest, this shit's gonna fuck with my psyche.
Yeah.
I'm gonna always, you know, think that you're not telling me the truth about certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit about Netflix shows, that shit petty. You know what I'm saying? But some shit, you know what I'm saying? But like, damn. So now, you know what I'm saying? It's a, you know, lady at your job that you for real, like, that type of shit, like, you know. Yeah,
I'm with that.
Yeah,
it's like I said, it's not okay to lie, but
small white lies
are okay. But them huge ones that's gonna make your foundation crumble.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. Honesty is always the best policy.
Yeah,
and if you can't be honest, then maybe you need to rethink your situation, because if you can't be honest with your mates,
that part. Mm. But mm-hmm. You, y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If God created created the world? Who created God?
All right, where did he come from?
So it's like Big Sky Daddy, and Great Sky Daddy. Like, his daddy's our great. Who is his daddy? Like, who created him? Where he come from?
He had a granddaddy. He had a daddy.
I don't know, dog. God just came. Who created God?
Right.
Do it say that in the Bible?
No.
God created the heavens and the earth and Jesus, but who created him?
Yeah, where did they just.
I don't know. Things to make you go. But I ain't questioning you, God.
Yeah. Just.
Sky Daddy. Big Jesus.
Oh, that's some deep things.
That's some deep shit.
It's deep. Man, listen. Drew Hill can still listen.
Oh yeah,
this Cisco. Did he flip? He ain't flip. He ain't flip. But I saw saw Drew Hill and listen. My favorite, because y'all know one of my favorite songs is "Trust You" by Player. And the fact that yes,
good.
I didn't send it to you. I thought.
Well, I know they when I saw them they sung it, but I was wondering what they gonna do.
They had you know, so the Player, the group Player, they joined. Drew Hill, so now it's 7 members. Cisco said that they wanted all of the members back when they, because they doing a 25-year special or something.
Did Woody come back? Because, you know, Woody and,
I don't know their names, bitch. I just know,
Woody was with Drew Hill.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know our name, but I just know it's 7 of them. Whatever you saw when I posted, I don't know, bitch.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah. They got that in Cheers to You. It's a remind me vibe. Of my prom, because my senior prom, they played that. And this, every time I think about Cheers to You, it puts me in a happy space.
Yeah.
That's a good ass song.
But when I saw them in concert, and that's when they first joined together. Woody is part of Drew Hill. He was singing leads, who so it was just Jazz, Cisco, and Nokio. And then they joined, and that other boy. They joined them, and then they joined. Player joined them, and they did it when I went to go see them. And I was like, "Yeah," because they all can sing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you would think that it'll be chaotic because it's so many, and it's like, but since they're a group, it just they kind of mesh well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see them in August.
Yeah, they did good.
Yeah.
So, what is your song of the week?
My song of the week this week is "Hold Tight, Ghetto Love" by Jaheim. You know, Jaheim went vegan. So Jaheim, y'all, I don't know if y'all know who Jaheim is, because it might be too old school for y'all, but he went vegan, and so because he went vegan, he lost a lot of weight. And so somebody recorded him, you know, trying to make a mockery of him, because he said he liked to go out and dress like casual, and he lost a lot of weight, and he had to tell him, like, I'm not flashy when I go out, and he told him he changed his life, that he ain't sick or nothing like that, he vegan. But anyway, his song, I said I'll have to say, because I love Mr. Jaheim, my mama loves Jaheim too, Ghetto Love by Jaheim. It is amazing. But black people, let me tell y'all this. Stop recording people.
Yeah.
I think my aha moment came, and I was like, I'm not doing, I don't think I ever really did this shit like that, but I was like, when people were doing Chadwick like that, making all them comments when he lost weight, I'm very mindful now of what I ask and how I say it, because of the way the world did Chadwick. He was fighting for his life, and y'all said, oh, he done lost a lot of weight, and he had to see them comments. And so when I think about Jaheim, because I picked this song for the week, how they did him and trolled him, you know, people just need to be, y'all so tacky, and I don't like it. But Ghetto Love by Jaheim is a fucking bop. Have you heard that before? All
you
want is your ghetto love. You're going to listen to him when he go.
My quote of the week is, be ready to handle what you hope for. Let me repeat that again. Be ready to handle what you hope for. We always hoping and praying for something amazing to happen, but mentally we not even ready for it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we be like, man, you know, I want this. But as soon as you get in that position, you probably fuck it up.
Yeah.
Because your mental is not even there yet. You know what I'm saying? You just hoping for the shit, and you not even got your mental, you know what I'm saying, right for whatever, you know what I'm saying, that you about to get, that God about to bless you with. So make sure that you ready, you know what I'm saying, to receive all that, you know, because just like, I can be like, man, Lord, please send me a good man. Bitch, if I ain't no good woman, that's gonna fuck it up.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So a lot of things that we hoping for, make sure that you ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you gonna be, you know what I'm saying, able to deal with it. So get yourself in order to whatever, you know what I'm saying, God about to bless you with.
Amen.
You got something else you wanna say?
Yeah.
Well, please make sure that y'all go ahead and head over, you know, to our social media, follow us on everything. Please go ahead and subscribe to this channel, whatever that you're listening. Write a review. Tag somebody. Put it on your story. Put it on your IG. Put it on your Facebook, Twitter, everything. TikTok, all that. But YouTube. I'm sorry. Not YouTube. I'm sorry. That's disrespectful. I'm so sorry. I'm so
ready. Silly Squad.
Silly Squad. We out.